Homajnanatimadannasyajnananjanashalakaya chakshurunmuditam dhena tasmai shri gurave namah.
This is a great opportunity for us to think about how to become mindful. Thinking about being mindful sounds so. Today I'm going to give you three practical steps. So that this very day you can become more mindful. Does that sound agreeable? And I ask just one favor from all of you. Is that you work with me during my my talk today. Please don't be surprised if I ask you to participate. Because all of you also have a lot to offer. Specifically, I will ask you to be mindful during the talk. And at intervals, I will ask for reflections. A reflection is not a question. The question I have to answer. But a reflection is something that you hear in the talk that you find interesting or useful. Maybe something that you can take out of here in your pocket. And you can start using it right away. So the first step in mindfulness is to develop gratitude. Can any of you think of something in your life or that you have with you right now that you're grateful for? Say yes. Hi. Please tell me what it is. Does somebody volunteer? What one thing can you think of that you're very grateful for? Yes? Yeah, you could say it in the mic also because people are listening online.
So there's air, there's water, and there's food that we can get every day. And I'm very grateful for those.
Well, that's a lot of items. Anything else? Yes.
So I'm alive and on this earth, and then I can experience many things.
Oh, that's very practical. You're alive and you can experience. Very good. Being grateful for your life. Anyone else? First of all, don't you hate talking about gratitude? Doesn't it really put you in a bad mood? It's very disturbing, right? Yes. Yes.
My parents had given me the life.
Oh, grateful to parents. Yeah, this is very powerful. So this, just as we're starting to talk about gratitude and think of what we're grateful for, immediately our consciousness shifts and we...
についてちょっと話しましたけれども、皆さんがそこに心を集中したときに、もうすぐにその自分の意識というものがこうシフトされた、移されたというのを感じたと思います。
And we begin to feel satisfied.
で、心の中にちょっと満足感が出てきましたね。
So,In the Bhagavad Gita, which is one of the wisdom literatures about yoga,
the Bhagavad Gita というのは、そのヨガの、知恵の、知恵の本なんですけれどもね、その本の中で、
Krishna says that one of the practices of the mind is satisfaction.
で、マインドを訓練する一つの方法というのは、その満足ということを勉強しなきゃいけないというふうに言っています。
So one may ask, how do you practice satisfaction? Well, one very easy answer is by practicing gratitude. And it is a practice. Because at any time I can choose to think about those things I'm grateful for.
その自分がありがたいなと思っていることをいつも今考えようというふうに自分で選ぶことができるからですね。
Or I can decide to think about other things.
あるいはそのことじゃなくて別のことを考えるということも自分が選べます。
Now I'd like to give you a definition of the word satisfaction.
じゃあその満足ということについてね、その定義をちょっとお話しします。
It was given to me by a good friend and colleague of mine.
それは私 の, その, あの一緒に働いてた人があの教えてくれた言葉の意味です。
And he said, the experience of satisfaction is enough. I have enough.
満足感というのは何かというと、自分はもうこれで十分だという、そういう感じだ。
One who experiences this,
それを体験すれば、
that right now I have enough.
もう私これで十分だと、自分これで十分だっていう感じですね。
Is in the present moment and feels satisfied.
この今の瞬間、あなたは満足することができます。
And such a person is very wealthy.
で、そういう人というのは非常に豊かな人と言えます。
One might think a wealthy person means somebody who has a lot of things.
その豊かな人って考えた場合にね、その人はもういろんなものを持っている人というふうに考えるかもしれません。
But unless one raises one's consciousness to the level of satisfaction, no matter how many things I have, I'll still want more things. If someone today gives me 100 million yen, which is perfectly fine, In my mind will immediately think, oh, why didn't they give me 200 million yen? And then I'll think, well, what am I going to do with all this? So just getting a thing doesn't make me satisfied. But often in my life, I practice getting more things.In fact, I organize my life so I can get the most things possible. But actually, the wealthiest person is the one who experiences satisfaction. I have enough right now.So, if we don't practice gratitude, still we may have incidents in our life that bring it to us. These we call teachable moments.
それはその人に教えてあげる、そういうモメント、そういう時間ね。
For instance, in America, there is a entrepreneur, businessman named Steve Jobs.
で、アメリカではね、起業家のスティーブ・ジョブズさんという人がいましたね。
And he gave a talk at a commencement speech at Stanford University. And he told the story of his life. And the most important three incidents that happened in his life were all, by one way of thinking, extremely negative. For instance, he started a company that many of you have heard of. They make computers. You've heard of Apple. After he started the company, then he was asked to leave. He was kicked out. And he immediately thought, my life is ruined. I lost everything I worked for. Then he said it made him come back to think about what was the most important thing and what was the reason that he started it in the first place. It was a very deep kind of thoughtfulness. Have you ever had this happen to you?
If you,
you lose something in your life. And at that time, you have more insight than you did before. Maybe you become more philosophical than you were. For instance, if somebody hits your car, after the initial shock goes over, what will you tell your friends? It's just a car. That's philosophy. And so Steve Jobs went on to say that when he came back and started another company and then came back into Apple, he found out that he had a rare kind of cancer. And the doctor said that you have about a month to live. So he said you better get your paperwork, all your affairs in order. And then 48 hours later, they looked at the test more carefully. And they said, oh, maybe you'll live for another 10 years. But he said that those 2 days had become most valuable to him. And in those hours, he took so much value because he was thinking, I only have a little time left. So there are ways in which we may have reversals in our life. And then we may be forced to think about things in a more philosophical way. However, if you practice mindfulness, you can preemptively feel gratitude.
その、その、
You don't have to wait for a calamity to come into your life. So gratitude is a practice that one can do every day. One of the ways to be grateful is to think about what is most valuable in our life. And to do that, you can compare who you are to what you have. So, according to the Bhagavad Gita, each one of us is a conscious living being. And we reside within a mechanical body. What you see sitting before you here is a robot. I'm not a robot, but my body is a robot. It's a biological robot. It takes biofuel. But according to the Bhagavad Gita, the consciousness that I am is not material. It's different from this robot. The robot is made of material elements like earth, water, fire. And the spiritual self is categorically different from matter. And it's more valuable. So, I'll give you a quiz now. Are you ready? Let's say somewhere there's a flood and water starts coming up. And a man gets a phone call, says that he has to go home to save his house because it's going underwater. When he gets there, he has 3 minutes to take whatever he wants out of the house. In the house, he has a television. He has a big pot of gold. And he has a parrot. So, which one will he save from the fire? Which one should he save from the fire? Say parrot. Yes? No, he can't get out. All right, I'll make it easier for you. It's a puppy. Television, gold, puppy. Which one should he save? Can I make it even easier? Television, gold, and a child. If he comes out with the television, people will think not just that he's immoral, it might even be criminal. The fact is, we intuitively know the answer. And we see all the time when people go to save some possessions, they always come out with the puppy or the bird or the... even a fish. Because we all intuitively know that the life force, is more valuable than matter. So we can remember what's most valuable. It's what we are, not what we have. And in the ancient yoga literatures, there's a story about a poor man. And he feels very depressed because he doesn't have any money and he doesn't know what to do with his life. He's leaning against a fence. And another man comes along and starts talking to him. And the poor man is saying that my life is very sad and I don't have any place to live, I don't have any money. And then the other man notices something around his neck. And he says, what is that around your neck? And then the poor man looks down and goes, oh, I forgot I had this. He looks at it a little more carefully. He said, oh, this is a valuable jewel. I got this from my family. But I've been separated from my family. And I forgot that I had this jewel. And now the poor man suddenly becomes a rich man. He only forgot that he was a rich man. So these wisdom literatures teach that we only have to remember the value of what we already are. I'm very busy trying to become something my whole life. When I was a child, I used to think, when I become a teenager, that will be great.
Yeah.
Most teenagers think then, when I become 21. And then at 21, when I finish my college degree, then I'll be get a job, then I'll get a house. Always something in the future. But this story tells us that we should stop and look and see that we already are something. We don't have to become something else. It doesn't mean that we don't have to work or go to school. But it means we should do so mindfully. And realize what our real wealth in life is. It's our self, our spiritual self. And also, it's important to remember that when we're born in this world, we didn't sign a lease contract. When you take an apartment in Japan, you sign a contract, right? And say for 1 year, 5 years, you have a clear idea how long you can stay. But I don't remember when I was a baby anybody putting a pen in my hand. And say, sir, you have a certain number of years on this contract. It's an open guess how many years I have. In America, people like to put bumper stickers, little signs on their bumpers of their cars. I haven't seen any in Japan. But people in America really like them. And one of them said that if it wasn't for the last minute, I wouldn't get anything done. So remembering that we're living in this world on borrowed time. And to take advantage of the moment I have right now. And be very grateful for every minute. I once heard two people talking. And one of them was complaining and trying to criticize another person. And then he said to the other one, he said, what do you think? And he answered, I'm just trying to be grateful. And I really appreciated his answer. In any circumstance, if I turn towards gratitude, I'll feel satisfaction. I'll realize I have enough. And I'll be aware of the value of the moment I have right now. Now I have two more practical steps in mindfulness. But before I go to them, we're going to take some reflections. Remember I warned you? But actually, the first reflections you gave were so good. I'm confident that you'll have many more. So all you have to do is reflect back anything that you heard so far that's stuck in your mind. Any one point that you remember that is useful. Or maybe that you never thought of in that way before. Yes.
I've never heard of that. I didn't make a contract when you were born.
You didn't get a contract either? You're a little baby, they didn't give you a pen to say, sign right here, you're released. I don't remember. I can't find it anywhere. It's not in a drawer. It's not in a file. I have no guarantee at all. I have no guarantee. But oftentimes I live my life like I'm guaranteed to live for 1,000,000 years. What else? What else did you hear? Yes.
ありがたいと思いなさいって切られるので
So I was taught to be grateful from parents, naturally. She has an allergy.
When she's
suffering from kafunshou allergy, from allergy, that she forgets to thank whatever. But when I hear about Krishna, then I always think, maybe this is a test that Krishna has given me. So, that's how I face the problems of the life. And even now that I hear all this talks, and it made me think of, I'm so grateful for all these things.
That's such a nice reflection. Very practical what you said. Because we will experience the difficulty in our life. As long as we live in this biological robot, we're going to have problems. So I once read a proverb. And this poet was saying that I was complaining about my shoes. Did anybody ever complain about their shoes, any of you? Admit it, say yes. I wish I had different shoes. I don't like these shoes. I don't like those shoes. I have 20 pairs of shoes. I don't like any of them. He said, and then one day I saw a man with no feet. And then I appreciated my shoes. So oftentimes we can remember that whatever we may be going through, we can see someone else who has less than we have. And then we can remember to be grateful. And if we don't have anything else, we have our consciousness. That's the only part that's not replaceable. Everything else you can get more of. Except for time. That's the scarcest of resources. The two more reflections. One thing that you heard that just stuck in your mind. That you're carrying out of here. Yes.
Just like you were saying, I get really busy, especially there are so many pressures from society, you have to become someone.
Pressures, I'm just repeating for the people online who are listening, that she said sometimes she feels pressures from society to become something.
Yes, but when I focus on working on that, becoming someone, I tend to forget, remembering the value of what I already have or what I already.
And when she's working towards becoming something else, she forgets all the gifts that she has right now. Yes, it's so easy to consider what I don't have. And feel anxiety for that. The science of economics. It's based on the principle of scarcity.
そういうふうに欠乏っていうもの、それ欠乏の原則?
There's
にのっとって起きてるのは経済ですね。
There are scarce resources in the world.
で、世界ではその資源も非常に欠乏している。
And a lot of people competing to get them.
で、それを人々が競争して何とかしてそれを手に入れようとしようとしている。
But when I realize the value of what I already am,
でも自分そのもののその進化というもの、それを悟って認めれば分かれば、
I don't have to be part of that big competition.
そういう大きな、ね、競争の中の一部になる必要はない。
As I realize, enough. I have. I'm okay right now.
でもこれで OK なんだ。
And you had one. Yes.
普段、仕事とか人間関係でたくさんのストレスがあって、
So he has many stresses. He has many stresses from the relationship with other people and then work.
心に波が起きたり、心に、大きな嵐や風が、吹いたりする。
So he feels very stormy inside of himself, you know, many big waves come and goes.
今日ここで今一緒に音楽を聴いて歌を歌って、そうするとこう全てを忘れて気持ちがすっきりしました。
When I came here and then sang together and then chant together, that I could, I was able to forget everything and then feel calm and you know, clear.
同じ風や波でも心の中に、穏やかな風が春の風が吹いて、穏やかな波が、吹き込みました。
So there's still waves and then little wind is inside, but those are the wind of.Breeze, spring wind. Those are small, very comfortable waves in my heart.
今マスターのお話を聞いて、今ここにいること、地球に生まれたこと、この宇宙に生まれたこと、私の両親に生まれたこと、日本に生まれたこと、すごく、感謝の気持ちでいっぱいになりました。満たされて、その気持ちが溢れるようになりました。
I feel fulfilled and overjoyed with the feeling of satisfaction of being born here, being born from my parents, being alive, and you know, being able to stay here. All this stuff, all this gratitude I feel, and it's overflowing from me.
And please.
一緒に歌って、一緒に音楽を聴いて、瞑想状態になって、でもっと一緒に歌を歌いたい、もっと爽やかな気持ちになりたいという気持ちになりました。
And when I sang together with everyone, when I chant together with everyone, it made me feel that I want to do more, I want to feel more this calmness, I want to feel more happiness, more satisfaction.
今まで当たり前だと思っていたことが、まあ、本当に、感謝、感謝。
And I took for granted all the stuff that I have. And now that I feel all this love and all this joy, all this calmness, and that I would like to share to everybody.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so this is the value of a spiritual practice.
それこそがその精神的な修行練習の、価値なんですね。
We say practice, we should do something every day.
で、その練習とか訓練とかっていうと、毎日毎日一生懸命やらなきゃいけないという思われると思います。
I may come to a gathering and experience something nice.
例えばこういうところに集まってね、気持ちよくなったと。
Then I go home and I'll go to sleep.
でもお家に帰って今度寝ますよね。
I wake up.
また起きると。
And life starts to happen again.
また新しい一日が始まる。
And I get taken away to a far distant place.
そしてまたその心の中にあった感情からまた遠くの方に行ってしまう。
And drown in my anxiety.
そして自分の苦しみの中で。
So having a home practice where every day we can come back to mindfulness.
だから自分のお家でもってこのマインドフルネスの状態になるそういう訓練をするということは。
And even if every day you can just get one molecule of experience of this gratitude.
一日に しでもいいからこの感謝の気持ちというものをこうあ感じることができれば
Even one molecule is enough so throughout the day that whenever you deal with people it will be noticeable that you are, your senses feel more controlled
一粒のその原子のような小さいその感じであったとしても一日を通じて人々とのその人間関係の中で人とどういうふうに対応していくかという中でそれがだんだん変わっていくということが体験できると思います
And you feel a little bit of satisfaction in your heart
心の中に少しちょっとやっぱり満足感が出てくる
It helps you deal with all the problems
そしてさまざまな大変な問題にちゃんと直面する
I hope I'm not making any assumptions.
Assumption.
In America, we have a lot of problems. And I see a lot of problems in my life.But I'm not sure about here in Japan. Do you have any? In your life? Two people said, yeah. Okay, five. Yes, raise your hand. Any problems? Yes. So, before I go to the next two steps, we're going to have another chanting session.
じゃあ次のその2つのステップに行く前にもう一度皆さんと一緒にチャンティングしましょう。
And before we do that, let's stand up for about a minute.
でそれをやる前にちょっと1分ほど立ち上がってください。
And stretch out.
ストレッチしてください。
And also tell somebody next to you what you're grateful for.Tell the person, try to find somebody that you don't know.And tell them what you're grateful for. Steps to mindfulness. In one word, what would you say was the first step? Kancha. Thank you. The second, there's a story of a man who tried to chase two rabbits.And he didn't catch either of them. And the rabbits are living happily in a field somewhere now. So there's two points I want to make about focus. And these are very practical.
It
means it's something that you can do today. And you'll become more mindful because of doing these things today. The first has to do with our external environment. From the yoga wisdom literatures, There is a science of called Vastu.
Vastu というね、科学があります。
Everyone say Vastu.
Vastu, Vastu.
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 And this science says that every object we have in our environment has an effect on us.
で、その本によると、その Vastu によると、私たちの周りにあるものというのは、すべて自分にその影響をもたらすというふうに言われています。
The external environment we live on affects our consciousness. There are many details to the science of Vastu. But I'm only going to talk about one thing that we can do something about right now. And that is to unclutter your life. Eventually, things find their way into our homes. Do any of you have any things at home? One person has some things. Two people have things. Anybody else have any things? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes, we have things. Who knows where they all come from, right? Some people give us things. Some things we buy. Some things we inherit. Other things we have no idea how they got there. They come in the mail. And they all end up in our environment. So one of the very practical ways to achieve mindlessness, mindfulness, is to remove many of the unwanted things. I once met a personal organizer. Do you have those in Japan? They professionally help to organize other people's stuff.
Yes?
Yeah. So she told me that the extra things that I have in my office, in my room, these things she called visual noise. So when the noise gets loud enough, I can't focus. It's a well-known fact that if you remove all the other items from your desk when you start a project and just have the one thing that you're working on in front of you, that it's much easier to achieve focus. So, finding a way to take out those things from your environment that you don't need or want. Will make you feel very good. And the more things that you take out that you don't need, the more you'll be able to focus. Practical, right? Can anybody think of one thing in their environment that they don't need, that they think is creating visual noise in their living space? Can you think of it? What thing? Name one thing that you want to get rid of, yes?
TV. Although I don't watch TV.
Okay. Anybody want a TV? She's got a free TV. No, don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take it. Actually, one thing you can do with your TV is you can unplug. And you get some garden shears. And you cut the cord. When you can remove, television has a lot of images. And so it can be very distracting. And if you remove television from your house, that's not the main point I'm making here today. I'm just saying, if, as an experiment, you took the television out of your house, I guarantee you life would go on fine. Anybody else have a thing they can think of in their house, in their living space, in their car? One thing, yes. Books, extra books.
Extra, yeah. No,
Yes, and those books can pile up and pile up, right? And anyone else? One more thing? Yes. CDs. That's right. CDs.
So when I was hospital, I said only brought 10 CDs, but the people came to see me at the hospital, and I went home two big boxes full of CDs.
So this happens. So this is a practice. You do this every day. You take out things that you don't need, and you'll notice that your mind becomes more focused.
だからこれは訓練なんですね。自分の家の中にある不必要なもの、いらないものを毎日少しでいいから、一つでもいいから取り出す。
Now this,
それをするとちゃんと心を集中させることができるようになる。
Now the second way to unclutter is internal.
そしてもう一つ、その自分のごちゃごちゃをなくすのは内面的なものですね。
And this is a technique that was taught by Stephen Covey.
それはスティーブン・カビが教えた方法の一つでもあります。
Very famous book called Seven Secrets of Highly Successful People. So he made two circles, one big one and one small one within the big one. Okay, everyone, make them one big circle and one small circle within the big one. Now, the small circle is what's called your circle of influence. That means things that you can actually do something about. Yes. And then the big circle is called your circle of concern. Let me take a survey. Are there any things you're concerned about? Anything you're worried about? Anybody? One person. Anyone else? Anything? Two, three, four, five, six. He's really putting his hand up there. Seven. Worried about anything you're concerned about? Yes, 8, 9, 10. I'm getting a few more recruits here. Okay, so now you can consider everything that's within the small circle, that's something you can actually do something about. If it goes outside that circle, it means you're worrying about something you can't do anything about. So you need to let it go. And you'll notice that if you only concentrate on the things that you could actually do something about, you'll become very focused. You'll also feel happier. Because nobody feels happy when their life feels out of control. Like, what are some of the worries that you can think of that you can't do anything about? At least you can't do anything about it in the next 10, 20 years. Tell me one thing you're concerned about. Yes.
Health.
Health issues. Okay, that's probably maybe in your circle of concern, and maybe a little bit, some in, some out. Okay, health. So, there's a saying in America. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Anybody heard that? Does it work? Is it something you could do? could you eat an apple a day?
Say yes.
You better say yes, because you have the best apples in the world here in Japan. You should be grateful for your apples. Yeah, so if that's something you can do something about, then do that. The other part that's outside of your circle of influence, just let it go. This will make you more mindful. And you can do that right now. You don't have to wait. You don't need to get a college degree. No certificate needed. You just have to prioritize which things. What goes in what circle? So the next thing is a saying I got from a philosopher named Ogmandino. And it's always helped me to focus. He said, never greet the dawn without a map. Never greet the dawn, the breaking of the day. The day. Never greet the day. Never start the day without a map. That means decide what you want and write it down. The clearer you are about what you want, and after you write it down, and look at it before the day starts, the more focused and mindful you'll be throughout the day. And if you want to make it even more powerful, you can get a couple of colored pens. Do you have colored pens here in Japan? They're available? Yes? So you get colored pens, and you can choose a color for which things are most important. I guarantee you, if you take 5 minutes to do this at night, before the next day, or at least the next morning, before things start to go, you'll feel very mindful and very powerful. As there's an old saying that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. If you don't know where you're going, you can take any road. It doesn't matter which road you take because you don't know where you're going. It means any suggestion your mind or anybody else makes during the day is perfectly fine because you don't have a plan. The best thing about being a human being is you get to write your own plan. And even if you can't execute it immediately, you can start moving towards it. This is what makes us feel happy in life. So now I gave a few practical tips for the second step, which is focus. And now we're going to take a few reflections. Means anything that you heard that's stuck in your mind. that you could write on a piece of paper and take out if you're in your pocket. And if somebody outside grabs you by the arm and says, what was that guy talking about in there? This is what you'll tell
him.
Reflect. Yes.
Sometimes when you make a plan, you make a plan or you focus on the things that maybe because of other people says you should be this way, you should think this way, act this way, and then you attain a certain goal. But you wonder, is this really what I really wanted to do, or is this because of the pressure I did this? And sometimes I go back and forth in that, you know.
I can sympathize. Yeah. But that's another good thing about being a human. You can always change your plan. Every day is a new start. Start over every day. Start over and say, today I'm going to begin again. Look at your plan again. What else? Yes.
I like very much the concept of the circles, the one concern and the other one is the influence.
Please tell us what you like about it.
To have graphically those two circles shows our possibilities. It doesn't make sense to try to touch the moon with your hand. And it doesn't make sense at all to cry because you can't get it. And on that's our limitation, but then we can be happy by knowing what we can do and do it.
Thank you. Let's take two more reflections. One thing that you heard that stuck. Yes.
I injured my leg, so I couldn't go to work for a few weeks.
But even
though I was in that condition, I wrote down all the things I wanted to do, I needed to do, and then at the end of the day, I checked all these marks, you know,
what he did. まあ、大体はもう半分以上はチェックできたりとかできないのもあるんですけど、たまに例えば何々をしたい、何々と何々食べたいとかって書くんですけれど、本当にふとしなんか、メモもなんていうんですか、無意識にその到達できるんですよね。例えば友達から電話が来て、 どこどこご飯行かないって言われたら、あ、それ、ま、全くメモに書いてあったと
思うんです。ちょっと最後の人がよく
分
かん
ない。ちょっと待ってください。
あの、One of the list words could be like, I want to eat something, this thing. And then, you know, he couldn't make it. But then all of a sudden, someone, you know, friend called me and said, that's a good one for you. Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
So he makes a list of the things that he wanted to do. And then oftentimes he makes like 10. Maybe he can accomplish half of it. And then sometimes there's a place that says, oh, I want to go eat this. And well, I didn't check this one. I didn't do this one today. But then suddenly people call him and say, oh, let's go eat this, you know. And then so he could check that box.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So even without him doing things, somehow it comes to him when he makes a plan.
Louis Pasteur said.
Louis Pasteur, って言いました.
That great discoveries come only unto the prepared mind. So it's a fact that if you are more clear about what you want in life, then you'll be able to recognize opportunity when opportunity knocks at your door. Otherwise, you may not even answer, you just say, go, go, go. So the three points I made in the step number two about focus. Unclutter your life. Get rid of the things you don't need. And if you do three things a day, you just take three things every day and make sure they go out. And then someday when you get a day off, then you take out 30 things. And you start to make some progress. Then the second thing is internal, the circle of influence and the circle of concern. Usually our minds are always spinning like a ceiling fan. They're going around and around. So then look very carefully and see which things are in my circle of concern. And if they're outside that circle, just let them go. And the third thing is to write down your plan. It doesn't even have to be very complex. Even if you write a few things, that this is what I want, then your mind will become focused. And you'll feel happier and you'll be more mindful. Are you ready for the third one? Say yes. Hi. Okay. The third is that you have to train your mind. Because you only have one mind. So you have to take care of it. If you train the mind, it becomes your friend. And if you don't train it, it becomes your enemy. Just like horses. Horse, it can be a friend of a human. But when you first meet a wild horse, they don't want to cooperate. So you have to convince the horse that you can work together. And it takes time to train a horse.
But once you train the horse, then the horse say, okay, you get on my back, I'll take you wherever you want to go. There's an old story of a man galloping down the street on the back of a horse. And the man on his porch, he yelled to the horseman, he said, where are you going? And the horseman said, I don't know, ask the horse. So the yoga literature say that we have to train the mind. And it even gives the example of a horse. You don't always pull the reins in. You can't suddenly say, I'm going to stop eating. I'll become a great mystic and I won't take anything. Three days later, your tongue will say, now you owe me twice as much. So just like with the horse, you have to take time to gradually train the mind. And by training, there's three particular areas that you'll become stronger in, and you'll see it for yourself. Now to remember these three areas, I want you to follow what I do, okay? By practicing the training your mind, you'll develop higher levels of perception. You got to follow what I do. This means the way you see the world. Then you also develop higher levels of discipline. And third is you'll develop a higher level of contentment. Is there one word for each of them? What's this?
Takai.
Because we don't see the world the way it is. We see the world the way we are. Second is? Do this. Discipline.
Discipline.
In English, the word discipline comes from a Latin word, which means learner. When you're disciplined, then you're able to take lessons from the world. Third is? Contentment. So, we are containers. And the level of our happiness depends on what we keep in here. So, one of the ways that one can train the mind is by mantra meditation.
Would you like to try it? Yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Everybody say yes.
Yes. Hi. Yes.
Hi. Okay. First thing is sit up a little straight. And has anybody here ever been to a job interview? When you went to the job interview, did you go like this? Or like this? When you sit up straight, then your mind thinks something important is about to happen. That's why yogis sit up straight. Now, second is, a mantra is something that you say. And the reason this is important is because the tongue is the gateway to all the other senses. Yoga begins with the tongue. And if you teach the tongue to say the mantra, and you listen, then all the other senses will become happy and controlled. And by this practice, you'll become mindful. And the third part is prayer. When you say the mantra, say it from your heart. Then remember that I need help. And call out from your heart, please, I need help. And when you put that signal out into the world, then you'll see mystically how help will come into your life. A few years ago, Malaysian Airlines went off course. And it was lost. Nobody knows where it went. And when I heard about this, I became very distraught. I felt sorry for those people. And also, I was very frustrated that nobody could find them. So I read an article about what happened to them. They don't know for sure, but they say that in every airplane there's a transponder, a little electronic device that makes a noise that can be picked up by radar. They said in the article that the black box, the transponder, must have been turned off. Either that or it was broken. Either way, there was no signal coming out. So one day I was sitting in my garden, doing my morning mantra meditation, and I was thinking that this chanting of the mantra is like my transponder, it's my black box. I'm sending a signal out. Please help me. And then I began to chant with more focus. Thinking, up till now, my transponder has been turned off. Nobody knows where I am. I'm stranded. So if you practice these three points, posture, then pronunciation. You say the mantra with your tongue. And third is pray. then your mantra meditation will be very powerful. And this practice has a way of bringing the mind to a higher level of perception. Discipline. And contentment. So now let's just try some mantra meditation together. And I'll teach you a way to count the mantras. Please hold up your hand, your right hand. And notice, if you look at it, there's little segments on your hand. You probably never knew what those are there for. They're little spaces so you can count your mantras. So put your thumb on the middle segment of your ring finger. And I say one. Now put it at the bottom segment of your ring finger, say two. Now put it at the bottom segment of your little finger and say three. Middle segment of your little finger, say four. Top segment of your little finger, say five. Top segment of your ring finger and say six. Top segment of your middle finger, say seven. Top segment of your index finger, say eight. Middle segment of the index and say nine. And at bottom segment of your index finger, say ten. Now let's do it together really quick. Ichi, ni, san, yoshi, go, ho, shichi, hachi, ku, ju. Got it? So what we're gonna do is we're gonna say the mantra in meditation. Using the three things I told you. And we'll do 10 together. And then you can take this home, because you're going to take your hand home and the mantra. And you can, anytime, you can practice this at home. Okay, so let's try together. We'll say the mantra that we've been singing, only we'll use it for our personal meditation. And if you don't have a little card with the mantra on it, raise your hand and someone will come and give you one. Do you need a card? Anybody that needs a card? We have a few more. Everyone have a card? Okay. If you agree that we should do this, say hi. Okay, ready? Okay. We'll do it in unison. And then after 10 mantras, we'll stop and we'll feel the vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now close your eyes and just sit for a minute and feel how the vibration has entered into your ears, into your heart, and the rest of your body. Now slowly open your eyes, come back into the room. And if you practice this mantra, you'll notice that it has its own power in your life. And you'll naturally be able to transform yourself and attain higher levels of perception, discipline, and contentment. So we've talked about three steps to mindfulness. In one word, the first step was? In one word, the second was?
Focus.
And the third is? Three words. Train the mind. Take some time every day to train your mind because it's the only one you have. And I thank you very much for taking your valuable time. You've been an incredible audience. I feel very grateful. Thank you. Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman. Hey, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.